Although they traded places several times as results rolled in, Beth Weldon emerged the winner over runner-up Sarah Lynn Tabachnik Tuesday night. While the results are unofficial and about 2,500 more ballots still need to be counted, Weldon said she felt secure.
So I'm expecting a strong showing of mine in the early voting.
Weldon is a small business owner. She retired as a division chief for Capital City Fire Rescue after 20 years. She won a seat on the Juneau Assembly in 2016, but resigned in August to run for mayor. She watched the results come in with fellow candidates and supporters at City Hall Tuesday night.
We walked a lot of doors in a lot of neighborhoods that people said that wouldn't be for me, but we just walked them anyway.
Tabachnik was the next closest candidate with about 2,700 votes. She's the executive director of AWARE, a local organization that provides shelter and services to victims of domestic and sexual violence. She said campaigning was a humbling experience.
People who had never registered to vote or voted before, obviously, registered to vote for my campaign because they wanted to vote for me.
Also in the race was Norton Gregory, who earned just under 700 votes. Gregory is the director of housing services for Tlingit Haida Regional Housing Authority. He was also elected to the assembly in 2016 and also resigned in August to run for mayor. Political newcomer Cody Shoemaker also ran, but did not make appearances at candidate forums leading up to the election. Weldon said crime and affordable childcare are some of the first issues she plans to tackle as mayor. She also thanked her competitors for a positive campaign season.
We kept it to issues, and it was a fun campaign, and I'll enjoy talking to them and getting their viewpoints on issues in the future.
Weldon replaces Juneau's outgoing mayor, Ken Kelsch. Kelsch has served since 2016, when he won the special election to replace Mayor Greg Fisk. Fisk died of natural causes less than 2 months after winning election in 2015. Initial voter turnout for Tuesday was 26%. That will rise as more ballots are counted. City Clerk Beth McEwen said the 2,500 remaining ballots will be counted and the results reviewed. The city plans to certify the election results next Tuesday.
As of last Thursday, we'd exceeded last year's early voting numbers, and it has been a pretty good turnout, not only in early voting, but at the precincts by the looks of things.
The new mayor will be sworn in at City Hall on October 15th for a 3-year term. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.